This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue our study of the names or titles by which Jesus is identified in the Gospel of John. John the Baptist declared in John 1:29, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This name conjured up in the minds of those present all that was related to the sacrifices made in the Old Testament, which were designed to atone for sin. Remember, according to Hebrews 10, Old Testament sacrifices only covered sin. The Lamb of God would take away sin, never to be remembered. This promise associated with the name the Lamb of God was enough for some of John's disciples to leave him and start following Jesus. They were taught by John the Baptist, but now they wanted Jesus the Rabbi, a name which means teacher, to teach them more. They wanted more than head knowledge. They wanted experiential knowledge. As you read the Gospel of John, note how Jesus, the Rabbi, the Master Teacher, led them into truth and then set them free by that truth to become all God wanted them to be. Jesus said in 8:31-36, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." When Nathanael entered this school of learning, he realized there was something special about Jesus. He declared in 1:49, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." When you realize who Jesus is, confess it. Then surrender to his authority over you. Let him be king of your life, as Nathanael did.